I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. So grateful for your support and thankful that you are taking the time to listen in this awesome Sunday morning. Well, you know, today is a really special day. It's actually Veterans Day. So I want to give a shout out to all of our veterans out there and just really take this opportunity to thank you for serving our country and for protecting our freedom. I, for one, am very grateful and thankful to be an American, and I'm grateful and thankful for our military, for those who serve and have served. Just really, really grateful. And it would make sense that this week, our weekly winning word is appreciate, right? So we want to take the opportunity to appreciate all things, but also especially appreciate our veterans who have served for us and protected our freedoms. So I'm really kind of excited about this show. I've just met this really nice man who is here with me today, Mr. Scott Corsott. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you.
Now, there are a few things that make you special, and one of them is that you are a veteran yourself.
Correct. I am.
You're correct. So now, what military branch did you serve in?
I served in the United States Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was an eye-opener, to say the least. When you go to boot camp at 18 years of age and your world turns upside down like nothing you've ever seen. But you get through it. You just got to realize that you're not the only one there that's in that position. Everyone's literally in the same boot or situation. So boot camp was certainly an eye-opener for me. But then from there, you go on to your specific training and whatever it may be, and you get to see a lot of the world, a lot of the country that, you know, this guy from Eureka, Illinois wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Right. And learn so many things. Now, was the boot camp, when you say it's an eye-opener, was it unimaginably more hard than what you could envision, or was it what you expected, or...?
It was more than what I expected, quite frankly. The Marine Corps drill instructors are very intense, to say the least. But they're intense with a reason, because they want to mold you into being a Marine. And, you know, down the road, that's going to pay a lot of dividends.
Right. And the Marines, those are the frontline guys and go right in there, right?
Correct, right. Every Marine, no matter what your job is when you get out there, your basic function is to be a rifleman. So no matter what, even if you go on to work in a warehouse or refuel planes or helicopters like I did, your basic job is always to be a rifleman. So if that situation should arise, that's what you're trained to do.
Okay, awesome. Well, obviously you work in other areas. You're still doing some things involved in being a part of the veterans and all that we have. You also are the commander out at the Post 1111 American Legion in Peoria Heights.
That's correct. Right. Yeah. We're kind of the new kids on the block, so to speak, in a day and an age, unfortunately, when a lot of veteran service organizations are closing or the numbers are dwindling. We were chartered just over 10 years ago with 52 members. Now we're up to 70. So we've grown that number. We're very proud of that as well. So that's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So when I, you know, we were joking before we started recording, when I think about the American Legion, some of the thoughts that come to my mind, I mean, I had a family member, stepmom, grandma who played bingo, you know, mm-hmm. And so as a little kid, there was a particular American Legion that we would go to in Alabama, and I was like the little soda girl, like bringing around chips and things to the ladies playing bingo, and that was at an American Legion, and you know, you think of that Friday night fish fry, and
right,
all those
right.
Good, you know, those memories of the American Legion. And so when we were talking before the show, I'm like, you know, I really don't honestly and I should be, I kind of ashamed of this. I probably should, but I honestly don't know really everything that the American Legion stands for,
right,
what you guys do. And so I'm kind of hoping that I'm not the only one that's uninformed in this area. And I'd love for you to really kind of go into some details on what you guys do and what you stand for.
Sure. Absolutely. And you're not alone in that assumption, Kim.
Well,
a lot of people
good to know, Scott.
Don't know that. There is this vision in their heads. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's the fish fry or maybe a bunch of guys sitting around the bar drinking beer. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Not saying at all. But we do stand for so much more than that. The American Legion is the largest lobbying committee in Washington, D.C. for veterans' rights. So when it comes to health care benefits through the VA and so forth, they're the biggest lobbying force there is in D.C. So that's probably one of the biggest components. We also have some other things that we stand for. These are their five American Legion pillars. Is national security, obviously very important. Americanism. Child and youth, education, and rehabilitation. So that's basically in a nutshell what we stand for. And we're all, you know, all of our posts in throughout Central Illinois are very involved in the community. It may be putting on a Veterans Day ceremony or parade as we used to do in Peoria Heights, or attending, unfortunately, doing a color guard for a funeral. We do things like that. Another thing that we do is, we sponsor, they have a program called Boy State and Girl State, and that is where they send youth to Eastern Illinois University for a week, and they basically learn about government, how government functions. They get to vote, but they also get to play sports and play in a band, and so that's just another component to what we do as well.
Okay, and so are you guys really ran by memberships of the members who are part of the American Legion, or do you guys count on support from the community?
Yeah, we do get a little bit from our memberships, but that's literally just a few dollars a year for every member that we have join our post or whatever post may be. So it is up to us to go back, maybe the chicken fries sometimes, or maybe a way for that particular post to raise money. But we do various things. I know in the past we've done a car show to raise money for our post and different things in the community that we put into our, you know, account so that we can give it back to the community in some way.
Right. So whatever you bring in, you're just turning around and replenishing that back out to serve.
Correct. Right.
In the community.
Yeah. Any money that we raise, an example, we sent three young men to that Boys State that I spoke of just now. We've donated to America's Gold Star Families, another wonderful program, Greater Peoria Honor Flight as well. So when we take that money in, we do redistribute it to help veterans and their families in the community.
Awesome. I knew that the American Legion did great things. Like, it's one of those things that you just kind of know that they do good things, but you just don't really understand if you haven't ever really been a part of it or affiliated in any way. And now, so how would some, is it true that some of these branches were, are you having a hard time getting the young men to join?
It's a great
question. The
American
Legion, do you need members? Like, how are you guys, I don't want to say rallying the troops, so to speak, but how are you guys rallying new members and getting people on board? Because, you know, it's one of those things, you don't want to see it go away. You want to make sure we keep traditions like the American Legion alive.
All right. Great question. That is a big struggle right now for not only us, but all veterans service organizations, is getting newer members to come join us. What we're up against now is a lot of these young men and women are coming back and have seen war or whatever the situation may be, and they're going on and starting their careers, so they're busy with careers. They're starting new families. So I think what we need to do as veteran service organizations is really make it more family-friendly. You know, maybe have a place, if you've got a building where you could have a gaming area for your kids to come, and when dad goes to the meeting, that give them something to do and make them more inclusive, you know, including the spouses as well. So we need to get away from kind of our point earlier is it's fun to go eat fried chicken and have a beer, but we need to be more encompassing and I think family friendly in this day and age.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, it used to be dad could go off and do his meeting and it was more traditional. And now as we move into this new day and age, everything's kind of split. Dad's helping out a lot at home and being able to bring the family would make sense. That makes really good sense, actually. I think it's a great idea. Hey, guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Always excited to be with you on Sunday mornings and really just share information, you know, information, education, things that will help you be more successful in your goals and dreams and inform you. And I love the people that I get to chat with on the show, always learning something and providing resources just to help us be better. And that's what I've Decided is all about. It's all about your success. If you have not visited our website, I really want to encourage you to do that. You can go to ivedecided.org. We'd love to have you be a part of our community so that we can connect with you and get you on track for being successful in whatever it is that you would like to do. So today, obviously, is Veterans Day, and our weekly winning word is appreciate. And so what better opportunity than to have a veteran here with us today, just to share our appreciation, of course, and learn more about what's going on out in the community. And specifically today, Mr. Scott Corsat is talking to us about the American Legion because he is the commander out at Post 1111 in Peoria Heights. So, Scott, how long have you had this role as the commander out there?
Actually, I'm going on my sixth year already as commander. Every time we get a re-election for officers, seems like they are must be happy with what I'm doing, so they always elect
me
back in.
Or they don't want your job.
Right. That could be it as well, right? And just a side thing, our post is 1111. This was not planned, but that's Veterans Day, 1111.
A little ironic, and right. You didn't plan that out. That just happens to be. Now, right. is that the number of American Legions that you're like the number 1,111th one, or where does that number come from?
That's a great question. We must have just been next up when our post was charted and that number was available, so we got it.
So it's just a random number that they pull, or
right?
Mm-hmm. That's next on the list. Well, we've been talking about a lot of the amazing things that the American Legion does. And, of course, we know it's more. Now that you've explained it to us, Scott, we know it's more than the fried chicken dinners or fish dinners on Friday nights, right?
Right.
And the bar, the sitting at the bar having the beers or bingo and all those fun things that you guys do to raise money so that you can give back. But you guys are involved in so many things. Now, You've got something happening today on September the 11th. It says you're planning a flag retirement burning ceremony at Tower Park.
That's correct, right. I was contacted by a Peoria County board member, Kate Petuccia, and she said, Scott, how would you like to do a flag retirement ceremony? And I said, I would love to. So that's going on today at 1 p.m. at Tower Park in Peoria Heights, and we're going to have some Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts assist us in that as well, because I think that's very important that they learn about that process and see some patriotic activities going on at that time. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's exciting. So hey, if you want to get out and support those veterans today, that's a good opportunity. 1 o'clock over at Peoria Heights, the Tower Park. Be a
correct.
Great opportunity. Now, I'm just kind of sitting here reading through what all the things that you're involved in. You said you're on Congressman Darren LaHood's Veteran Advisory Committee?
That's correct. I was asked to join that a couple of years ago, and it's an honor to be on that. And the committee is just compromised of many different people from all aspects of the veterans community, whether it be the VA or, in my case, from a Legion post. It's very well represented from all aspects. So the input Darren takes down very intently, and it's nice to know that we do literally have a voice in Washington, D.C. with any of our concerns.
Right. So you guys are able to advise him, give him information, make suggestions, and then he takes it back to Washington, D.C. and tries to get some things happening for the veterans.
That's correct. The last meeting I had, two guests, but one guest in particular was an Iraq war vet that has seen a lot of action and been through a lot emotionally and physically. And he wanted to come speak about a few things that were important to him from his side. And I felt that was vitally important for my friend to be able to express those right to the congressman's face. And hopefully, you know, something might come of that.
Yeah. Awesome. Right. And then you're talking about, we were mentioning Patty Smith with the Gold Star family. So
right.
We want to give a shout out to Patty because
absolutely.
It's Patty who actually connected us and was able to get us connected so that we could have you on the show today.
Right.
And Patty's affiliated with the Gold Star. Now, the Gold Star families, how do you guys kind of collaborate together and what's your role in that?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I met Patty many years ago back. A lot of Puritans remember Operation Santa. Patty had started that program, and I was aware of her. She came and talked at one of our meetings, met her through that. Then she, a few years ago, went full-time with America's Gold Star Families, and I've been humbled enough to be asked to help out with some events to raise money and awareness about Gold Star Families. So that's how I became affiliated with Patty.
And met her through all of that, because that makes sense. What she does is just try to help with the veterans. Memorial Day is more her thing because those are veterans that's lost their lives or their families left.
Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. Patty's, there's nobody more patriotic than Patty.
I believe
and,
that.
Right.
She's always got her flags on social
right.
media.
Nobody that's more her. Patriotic and her husband, Greg. And but you're correct. Memorial Day is more the day to honor the Gold Star families and our fallen heroes. Right. Sometimes it gets, that's a great point. As a veteran, we're told thank you for your service on Memorial Day. And we know people mean well, but it's a lot more than that. It's more the fallen that we need to recognize.
That's right.
Right.
And so it's the fallen, and then Veterans Day is about appreciating those veterans.
Correct.
Who served and are here with us that we can celebrate with, right? That's
absolutely right.
That's really awesome. So we were talking also about the veterans flight. I know that's a big deal here in Peoria. Can tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved with that and you actually got to take a flight?
Right. The Greater Peoria Honor Flight, they typically do 3 flights a year out of the Peoria Airport. This year they did 4. For people that don't know what it is, they take veterans to Washington, D.C. for a day at no charge. So you literally leave Peoria at 6:30 in the morning, get back around 9:30 at night.
Oh, wow. It's
and
a long
the day,
day,
it's a long, busy day, but they keep you busy. You go to the, in our case, we started at Arlington National Cemetery, went to the World War II Monument, Vietnam Wall, Korean, the Iwo Jima Monument as well. And it's a long, busy day, but it's just fantastic. So I've been involved the last couple of years with a fundraiser up in Peoria Heights at Heritage Square through Poor Brothers. They also are our sponsor up there. And this year we raised enough money to send 21 veterans to D.C. at no charge. So we're really proud of that. And then subsequently, I got to go to D.C. about a month and a half ago as a guardian.
That's awesome. That must have been an amazing experience.
It was incredible. Our first stop was Arlington National Cemetery. Nothing more humbling than going to Arlington National Cemetery and seeing the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's incredible.
And these guys, they must get so emotional.
It's a very emotional day, right? For we as guardians, the veterans that you're escorting, it's just incredible. I know at the end, our second to last stop of the day was the Iwo Jima Monument, the raising of the flag at Mount Suribachi by the Marines. That means everything to me, being a Marine. And the weight of the day really hit me. I'm not too proud to say I teared up at that monument.
I'm sure. Lots of guys tearing up.
Right.
Right? Lots of strong, tough guys tearing up in a situation like that, I can only imagine. So, hey, you're listening to Scott Crisott. We're just kind of talking today, showing our appreciation for veterans. Scott is a veteran himself and also the commander at Post 1111 American Legion in Peoria Heights. And, you know, it's just a great day to show our appreciation. Our weekly winning word this week is appreciate, and you'll get that in your weekly winning resource later this afternoon in your emails. So be looking for that. And if you have not signed up to receive these emails every week for your motivation and inspiration and the tools and resources and everything that you need to stay on track and be successful. I want to invite you sometime today. Check out our website. Go to ivedecided.org. Take a look at what we have going on. Lots and lots and lots of awesome things happening to help you stay connected, to stay on track in achieving your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. And that is what we want to do. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams. Our mission truly is your success. And we do really appreciate you taking time to tune in and listen today on this awesome Veterans Day morning. And as I talked to Scott Corsad about Veterans Day, and I guess, you know, the question that comes to my mind, Scott, is, you know, what does it mean? What does Veterans Day mean to you? As a veteran yourself, like, describe, maybe share a story. Is there a story that comes to mind from back when you were in the service that you experienced, that you carry with you throughout your life, that you'll never forget, that you'd be willing to share?
Right. That's a great question. I guess the first, you know, you feel pride when you hear that word veteran. You talk about Veterans Day. Talking about the word appreciate, maybe I can dovetail off of that a little bit. Something that, this was after I was out of the service, but it meant a lot to me. We had just done a Veterans Day parade in Peoria Heights, and I was kind of walking at the end of the parade, getting ready for the ceremony. And this little girl walked up to me and handed me an American flag. She was about 5 years old. I said, "Thank you for your service." That was for the first time it just struck me that, hey, maybe what I did for those years that I was in made a difference. And it was just great to know that somebody out there appreciated that. That was probably the biggest moment, kind of an aha moment, though. Wow. And I appreciate it. It's very humbling when you're told that by people.
Yeah.
When they
especially
say, "Hey, we appreciate your service."
Sweet girl. And
plus, she handed me an American flag, so she had me all the way around.
Awesome.
But also with that, at the honor flight a couple of weeks ago, I was standing in the receiving line when that flight got back, and we thanked the veterans for their service. And I heard a Vietnam vet distinctly say, we shook his hand, and we said, "Thank you for your service, sir." He goes, "This is a lot better reception than I got the last time."
Goodness.
But that's what's, to get back, that's what Honor Flight's about, to give those veterans their just dues. I had the fortune of meeting a World War II veteran a while back and interviewing him myself. And I asked him what he thought when he's now told, "Thank you for your service." And he goes, "You know, I didn't hear that for a lot of years." And this guy's 94 years old. So,
can you imagine putting your life in danger, seeing your friends die on the battlefield, having to experience, and you know, unfortunately, in wars, innocent bystanders do lose their lives. That's the unfortunate situation in wars, and having to experience that firsthand, but then coming home and not having anyone show their appreciation for what you've had to experience. I just can't imagine how heavy of a burden that would be.
Oh, it's got to be tremendous. And there's so many veterans that carry that with them for a lifetime. They never talk about it to anybody. Once in a while, they'll usually talk about it to another veteran, but typically they don't talk about those situations with family or friends or spouses. They just keep it inside. So that's, again, why veteran service organizations are so important. We need that camaraderie. And if we can get somebody to tell their story and get that weight off their chest, it would be great. So,
yeah,
right,
for sure. Now, what about your experience in the Marines? Was there something that you experienced that changed your life, like that you've carried with you, and it really is something that you think of often?
There's a lot of them. That's a great question. One that stands out was, we lost a Marine in my company. This comes to mind. Is something that stands out, and we all marched down to the chapel for his funeral, and they opened the door and played Taps. There's 100 Marines in that chapel crying that day. That stands out. But,
well, you're probably thinking it could have so easily have been you. You're thinking about his family.
Correct.
The emotions,
a lot of emotions go through your mind. But A lot of hard work, a lot of fun. I got to do some things that, you know, I wouldn't have done had I stayed here in Central Illinois. It was terrible. I was stationed in Southern California for a couple of years. That really wasn't that bad at all.
Right. That's
I enjoyed
a terrible
it.
Place to have to be on the beach, right?
Right.
If you're going to be in the military, be somewhere warm and
exactly
sunny.
Right. Actually, in Orange County for a while, then down by San Diego. So, right. Not
nice
too bad.
Area.
But I got to spend some time in Okinawa, Japan. And when I was there, we flew to an island off the southern end of Korea called Jeju-do. And we were the first Marines to have been there since the Korean War. And we got to redo an airfield that was used by the Japanese during World War II. So that was pretty memorable.
Right.
We redid the airfield. And although when we left the island, we went to the regular airport and left. We didn't use that airfield.
I don't blame you. So it's kind of, this is like your tribe of people, right? It's like you've created this community, your tribe of people. I'm sure you still keep in touch.
It's incredible. You have friends for life. One of my best friends from the Marine Corps lives in Stillwater, Minnesota. You know, we've been in each other's weddings. And you just keep those contacts forever. When you meet another veteran out in town, you usually have something to talk about. So it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood that you will literally have for the rest of your life. It's incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing. I got chills several times while we've been sitting here talking, Scott. So just want to thank you for sharing your story and sharing your experiences as a veteran. And again, thank you for what you've done for us and for supporting us and keeping us safe and being a veteran and serving our country. We are very grateful. I'm very grateful. And I know I speak for hopefully all of the American people that we're all very grateful for our freedoms and thankful for veterans like you. And then you go on to continue serving really at the American Legion. And so there might be some people who could be interested that's listening to the show that may be interested in learning more about the American Legion or maybe stopping by, visiting with you, meeting with you, how they can serve you, how they can participate or get involved.
Right.
Is there a way? What would you suggest for them to do?
Absolutely. Right. Great statement. The American Legion's motto is veterans still serving America. So even though our time in uniform is over, that doesn't mean that we still can't give back in some way as a veteran. So that's pretty important. But as far as a contact, we meet just the first Monday of the month at 6:30 on Kingman Drive, right north of Tower Park in the Heights. So if anyone would be interested in stopping by to a meeting, you'd be welcome to.
They just show up?
That would be fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you have an office there that you're open certain
it's,
times?
It's just, we just open it. We use that building through the compliments of the Village of Peoria Heights. We use their building. So it's right on the corner of Kingman there. So you can't miss it. There's a park in front of it. And so
that's
we're usually
where you
there.
Have your meetings.
Right. You can go to the American Legion website and just look up, you know, what it is the Legion does.
And get more information.
And get more information about
that's
the Legion
awesome.
That way as well.
Scott, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
On the show.
It was my honor.
Really appreciate it. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I hope that you guys, if you're listening, take the time today, show your appreciation to a veteran. You have somebody, a friend, a family member, a neighbor, take the opportunity today to show them some appreciation and let them know how grateful you are for their serving our country and doing their duty to keep us safe and protect our freedoms. We don't take that for granted. It is a great country that we live in, and we want to just make sure that we appreciate those who serve us, okay? And be looking out for your weekly winning resource in your email box this afternoon. You'll get that. And keep you on track this week, keep you motivated, and hopefully focused on your goals, dreams, whatever it is that you want to achieve. And we can help you with that. That's what we're here for. Our mission is your success. Visit our website at ivedecided.org. Join our community if you haven't done that already. And most importantly, thank you so much for tuning in to the I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning, Veterans Day. We really, really, really appreciate your support, and we are very, very thankful for you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks again, Scott. Really appreciate what you're doing. and sharing with us more about the American Legion as well. Good information. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?